At the end of our parasha, the brothers come to Yosef and tell him a lie. Avicha tziva lifnei moto leimo. Your father said before he died, tell Yosef he should make peace with you. Yosef knows they're lying, but he says, of course I'm going to make peace with you. Our sages say we learn from Yosef's brothers the concept that mishanim ipnei shalom. You're allowed to lie in order to attain the peace. We have a whole chapter called Perek HaShalom, a chapter that describes how important peace is. We should not misapply this. People will sometimes lie to their wives over and over again because if I tell her that I was dilly-doddling on the computer and that's why I'm home late from work, she'll blow a gut at me. So I'm going to tell her there was traffic and I left on time. It's not exactly what Chazal meant. But on the other hand, there is this concept that in order to retain peace, we are allowed to sometimes twist the truth, as Yosef's brothers did. Chazal don't hold it against them. The one point we discussed that Chazal do hold against them is that they never faced up to what they did and said, Yosef, you know, we're sorry. They said, your father said you should forgive them. They said, we're willing to be your slaves. And they should have come out and said, Yosef, we were wrong and we apologize. And that's a level that we all have to try to aspire to be able to say, I'm wrong and I'm sorry.